And so I think it boils down to what is the felt sense that we're getting when it comes to visibility? Not what are our big dreams, not what can we logically conclude is going to come of it, but what might we actually be interpreting that as and not realizing it?
Welcome to the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast, where we empower female business owners to step boldly into the spotlight and claim the recognition they deserve. I'm your host, Tori Barker. I'm passionate about helping women like you transform your visibility into tangible business success. Each week on this show, we'll dive deep into game-changing strategies, share inspiring success stories from women who've mastered their visibility, and offer practical, actionable advice you can implement immediately. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneurial journey, pivoting your business model, or ready to elevate your existing presence to new heights, you'll discover effective approaches to create exciting opportunities and expand your reach. So let's harness the power of strategic visibility and grow your business together. Welcome to the show. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us again on the podcast. I am super excited to introduce you to my guest, Ashana Kyulani. How are you?
I'm good, Tori. How are you doing today?
Doing great. I feel like this conversation is going to be really insightful for people. So I cannot wait for us to like super dive in.
Same, same.
So I'll have you, normally I ask like, okay, tell us a little bit about who you are, but I think let's lead it with, you know, for the women meeting you for the first time, how do you describe the work that you do and why it matters to you so much?
Oh, that's a good one. That second question leading in. So describing what I do, I kind of help women reparent themselves if we're really simplifying it. But at its core, it's helping women overcome the effects of overwhelm, relational trauma that they've carried forward with them, that inner critic voice, the lack of confidence, all the things that are the result of the pains that we've been through that we just thought were a part of our personality. We just thought that that's how life is. And it's like, no way, there's other ways that you can be if you want to be. And it's helping women see that and believe it and then figure out what are my action steps to do that in a way that's authentic and aligned for me. So it's a little bit deeper than just, you know, let's talk to our inner children and validate them and move forward. No, it's like, how do I do that in a way that feels good? And it's important to me because I had to do it myself. I was a child alone in the world at 17 who had really never gotten to be a child. So I was in this weird place of like, I had to be an adult too soon, but I also never really got to be an adult because I was still a kid, but I never really got to be a kid. It was so confusing. And so everything felt really big and I felt really small. And so I've overcome that hurdle to be like, oh wow, the world is really big, but it's fun. And I get to be big in it too, but I also get to be small and have fun and trust things again. So it's a joy.
I think the best businesses or the best services or missions come out of our own obstacles that we overcome, right? Like a lot of times people build businesses based on who they were, what they've done to get to where they are. And it's like, that's real lived experience, which makes the connection with what you're offering so much more, you know, prominent because you can truly understand, not just empathize, but you can understand what these people are going through when you're working with them because you've walked in their shoes, like literally.
Yeah, it's really special to be able to sit with someone and say like, nothing you say right now is going to be crazy. Nothing you say right now is going to be like, oh my gosh, why do you feel that way? It's like, no, that's totally valid. How do you want to feel?
So let's tie that into the visibility because this is huge, right? Like I talk about visibility in two phases, really, like the internal visibility and the external visibility. And what our conversation is touching on is that true inner visibility and really understanding the why and the feelings that we have when we feel the pushback of that external visibility. So I'd love to hear your perspective on why does visibility feel unsafe for some women? Even when they want to grow, like they want to be seen, they want to be successful, and they want to grow their business, but it feels unsafe or it feels unaligned.
Unaligned. That's a good one. I love the tidbits that you drop because then my brain is like, psh, psh, and I have all these thoughts coming in. So it's going to be different for every woman, of course. I mean, I'm sure every episode of yours that people listen to, they take something different because of those nuggets. But I think it really boils down to what did visibility mean to you in the past? What did that feel like to you in the past? What came as a result of it? And what things are we equating with visibility now that may not be equated in our subconscious mind and in our inner heart to success? And, we're worthy of that praise. We're worthy of that encouragement. Are we feeling good enough about ourselves that we think that we're actually bringing good into the world with this? Or is there something kind of holding us back and causing us to doubt this visibility might actually be a threat to me? And so I think it boils down to, what is the felt sense that we're getting when it comes to visibility? Not what are our big dreams, not what can we logically conclude is going to come of it, but what might we actually be interpreting that as and not realizing it?
And I think a lot of this comes down, you mentioned it a little bit, but like worthiness, right? But what's the difference between worthiness and confidence? Because I think those may intertwine a little bit. So how do those show up differently in women?
So first, the way that I like to introduce worthiness is that it's completely a human-made construct. It's not real. Because if you're here and you're drawing breath, that means that you're inherently worthy of having a life. And as humans, we're capable of having dreams. We're capable of that intuitive and that feeling and that thinking and dreaming. And that means that you're also worthy of that too, or you wouldn't have the ability to do it. And so we've picked up these pieces of worthiness along the way, and it's based on other people's opinions. Who decides who's worthy for what?
So
And
true.
so there's one piece to it, is that it's not even a quote real thing if you get down to what it actually means. You already are worthy. That's not something that you have to earn. But confidence, a way that I like to explain confidence, is that it can come more and more in time as you take action steps. It's not something that we want to just fake it until we make it. Worthiness, if you're not feeling worthy, you can't really fake that. But you can fake confidence all day long. And I think the important piece of confidence is that it's knowing that you can handle whatever is coming next. Not that it's going to be better than anyone else, not that it's going to live up to anyone else, but that even if you make a mistake, you're learning to be confident in your ability to learn from that mistake and grow and keep figuring out what feels authentic and aligned. And in time, that brings more and more confidence. And the hope is that you'll see through this that, wait, I'm actually worthy of the joy that's coming back from this. I'm worthy of these relationships I'm building with other people. So it's an integrative process, but very, very different things.
What was interesting that you just said that I picked up on, I'm not sure if anyone listening thought of this too, but you said basically comparing yourself to other people, right? And I think that's something that's so important to point out because a lot of times, especially for entrepreneurs, we feel like, we see other entrepreneurs who may be in our space or just, maybe started business around the same time as us, and they have a different trajectory or a different level of success or appear to be successful, right? And so we compare ourselves to where somebody else is versus taking into account our own journey in our own situation. Like we may be in different stages, right? Like I am a mom of two boys, so my business is going to look a lot different than someone who doesn't have any kids, right? Because I may have to go a little slower because I've got school pickup or whatever it might be. And so you cannot compare yourself to somebody else, like apples to apples, right? And so I think it's like we said, feeling worthy and then building confidence, but also understanding that you are who you are and you need to cherish your own journey versus trying to compare or live somebody else's journey.
Yes, 10,000%. And your method and mode of delivery might be completely off the beaten track, right? Or beaten path, whatever that saying is. Just because other people have done it this way and have been successful and they have this perfect laid out plan of this is how you do it, step one, two, three. That's cool. Try it. But like I always tell my clients, like, try it. That's fine. But if you're pushing yourself to do it just because it worked for someone else, it might be time to say, maybe this isn't what works for me. What feels good? What feels like it's working?
So I know some of the other things that you work on have to do with the nervous system, right? So can you talk a little bit about how the nervous system can affect some of these things we're talking about, like the visibility and the consistency and worthiness? Is there a tie in how that shows up in our daily lives?
Yes. Gosh, it's like I tell people, and I'm joking when I say this, but genuinely, we are just nervous systems walking around. Okay, like that's how we're getting all of our information in from the environment. That's how we're getting our information from other people. That's how we formed our perceptions of the world. And as it was all happening, all those years, however many years you've been alive, that's how you've been forming your perception of the world, of yourself, of other people, of concepts, of friendship, of visibility. And so it's inherent in the process that your nervous system is going to be informing your every decision. But I think that pop culture might have it a little, I don't want to say wrong, but it doesn't feel right to me to just call it nervous system regulation. Like we're not a machine. We function like a very like well-oiled machine when things are going smoothly. But you're not a machine, and it's about nervous system befriending, I think.
Interesting.
Because when these things are happening, like you're feeling anxious, you're feeling scared, you keep having the same patterns of behavior show up where I really want to be more visible and more successful, and yet I keep self-sabotaging. That's a message. That's a message from your body. And really, the only way to pay attention to a message is to slow down enough to notice it and to listen to what it's saying. And
So
so
true.
it's so much a part of the process, but it's also a language that we haven't been taught to speak. It really takes being raised in an environment that's supportive of slowing down and listening to the messages, slowing down and validating what's happening for you, and then letting you decide, is this how you want to act moving forward? Does this feel good for you? What's the next step? And so already I know people are probably listening and saying, oh, when I made decisions in childhood, maybe those were put down. Maybe there was some shame. Well, if you wouldn't have done this, then this. That's not to say anything bad about parents or about our culture. It just is. It's an inherent part of being human, right? We all do it. And so whatever that looked like for you, your decision making, your being loud or being quiet, your expressing yourself, we're carrying that forward with us. And it's the nervous system that is informing how we show up now based on all the times we've done it before. Not just one, not just the one big trauma one, not just the one awesome one, but every single one of them. And the way we process it changes every single time we do it again. Every time.
Well, it's funny. I was just on a call yesterday, a mastermind group with a group of women that I mastermind with, and they were all basically, it was very interesting because there's like six or eight of us on the call, and like a majority of them were like, I just feel like frazzled and like overworked and exhausted. And I'm thinking, like, I haven't really worked that hard, but my body is telling me that I'm just like exhausted and tired. And a lot of them were saying, like, normally I would just push through, but I feel like this inherent just like feeling that I need to just rest. Right? I need to just be quiet and rest and listen to my body. And I'm thinking to myself, like, this is crazy because a lot of times, like they said, we just push through. We push through, push through. And that's when burnout happens. That's when, stress and anxiety go through the roof. And especially as entrepreneurs, our journey is every day, every week, every month is like a totally different ride. And
It really
so
is.
really getting quiet and listening to, like you said, the nervous system or what your body is telling you, like maybe this is a season of rest for you. Maybe this is a season of cleanup. Maybe you work on the back end of your website instead of promoting new, offers or whatever it is. And if you can get quiet and really listen to what your body's telling you, what you need for the season that you're in, I think so much more of the journey may be enjoyable as we move forward.
Enjoyable and feel fruitful. And I think that's a big thing here is why do we push forward? Why do we keep pushing? It's because we have to be producing something. We have to be productive. We have to be seeing the results. And I think a lot of people underestimate the power of creating space in your life to be able to have more clarity towards those results. Or to be able to have a calm working space where you feel good while you're working and then you provide better results. And sometimes the result is, you know what? I really want to add one rest day into my week every single week and recharge, and then I'll feel so much better on the other 6 days. It could look completely different for every person, but I think we've been kind of conditioned to have a certain idea in our head when we say goals and progress and what that means.
And I talk about this often that I came from corporate, right? I was in the corporate space for 15 years. And in corporate, I had like this regimen, right? Every day was the same. I would get into the office, I would put my stuff down at my cubicle, turn on my computer, go get coffee, sit down, check my emails, like routine, like just like the same process. And it was like go through the checklist, do the work, like all this stuff, right? And when I started working for myself and with my own business, I kind of followed that same pattern. And it wasn't until like somebody was like, you don't have to just turn the computer on as soon as you get 8 o'clock hits, right? It's like you're the boss. You can do whatever feels right for you. And so I was like, oh my gosh, like I am, in control of my time and my space and what I do. And so, for me, it was like that just like minor shift, right? And like how I start my day, start with meditation, start with journaling, start with maybe a walk or, just like sitting quietly with a cup of coffee before I start, in on projects and emails and all of that stuff. And so, it's so interesting when you think about like, daily habits and perspectives and nervous system and listening to your body and all of those things. There's so much that can be done, if we just kind of take that little mindset shift.
And as you were speaking, one really important thing stuck out to me. We've been used to doing things a certain way, and it sometimes doesn't even occur to us to do it a different way. And it did for me when I started this entrepreneurial journey. And I will say that one big hurdle that I had to overcome is constantly feeling like I was going to get in trouble for something.
Oh, yeah.
And
I've
I
been
don't
there.
know if people can relate to this, but we do kind of live in an authoritarian culture a little bit where there's a hierarchy and we answer to someone, and we know that about the work system too, you know? And so just like a reminder for people, like you're not going to get in trouble if you do it a different way, or if you don't do it all by the deadline, and it's okay to like shift things around and do what feels good.
So true. I can relate. I've had that feeling too, where someone's like, "Hey, can we talk?" And you're like, "Oh my God." It's like triggering. It's like my boss is hovering over me. It's like a triggering, "Oh my gosh." And then you get on the call and they're like, "Oh, I just wanted to see how you're doing." You're like, "Whew, okay." So funny.
I've done that exact situation. Stressed about it all weekend, made myself sick. Monday, my boss was like, "Hey, that was great." What?
I did all this
Okay.
for nothing.
And we do that to ourselves, you
I
know, even if
know.
there's no boss there to do it, we do it to ourselves. And it's, if we're talking about nervous system and visibility, like take a moment, even listening right now, like take a moment and to breathe deeply and to relax every single muscle in your body. How often do we do that? We don't
I
even know what
know.
that feels like most of the time.
And it's so interesting how easily you can almost regulate your body by just taking three deep breaths, right? And just the amount of relaxation that comes from something like that. And then I had a client of mine who's a therapist, and she told me this trick, basically, that if you put your index finger and your thumb together and you hold them, press them together for like 10 or 20 seconds, you can feel your body relaxing, like the energy within your body. She's like, because she, I was talking about my son who is in middle school and he was nervous about a test. And I said, he gets really nervous when he's got test days and all this stuff. And so she's like, have him do this. And so she said, index finger and thumb, press together like 10 seconds before he starts the test, and he'll feel this wave of like energetic release or like calm. And he did it. And he was like, I could feel it. I felt more relaxed and not so nervous. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy.
What sorcery is this? It actually works.
I know. So I
Yeah,
just
well, it
remember
makes
that.
sense. When people are meditating, you see them do this.
Yeah.
That makes
Yeah.
sense.
I
That's
know.
so
Who
cool.
knew?
Life hacks.
I know, yeah, simple life hacks. It's you pick up along the way. I love it. Well, so let's wrap this up, and I'd love if you could give one piece of advice for someone who feels maybe afraid to be seen. Where can they start in their journey to get internally aligned for their success and growth?
So I'll say that if someone came to me and was saying this to me, my first step would be so present with them in that moment. And I think that when we're struggling like that, when we have a problem or an issue, it's really tempting to smooth over it and to want to get out of it and to want to fix it and to want to like get past that as quickly as possible. And I think the first step would be to just be really present with yourself. And see if you can maybe like trace that feeling somewhere in your body. Like, are you feeling a tightness in your throat? Are you feeling like you want to clench your hands? Are your hips kind of feeling tight? And just like breathe into that space and see if you can kind of move it around a little bit. And I would have a conversation with that part of your body or that part of you that's not wanting to be visible. Maybe there's like a color, maybe there's a certain age, maybe there's a memory of a person or a voice that you're hearing in your head from the past. Like, really be present with that space and ask it questions and let it share with you what the problem might be, because we're a lot more intuitive than we give ourselves credit for. And I know this sounds kind of woo-woo, but if you just invite yourself to be present with that space instead of trying to push past it and fix it, sometimes that can loosen up and create space for us to say, okay, maybe this isn't quite as scary. And you may have to do it several times, many times. It's not going to be magical one fix because I was present with that part of me one time. But I think by being present with that part of you, you're going to see that it's totally okay to be afraid of being visible. But you can also do the next thing. Both can be true. You don't have to keep stopping yourself and then saying, well, now I'm in this loop of behavior and now I have to shame myself. We have to interrupt the cycle somewhere. So, what part of that cycle can you step out of and say, I don't want to do this anymore? And then slowly the changes happen over time.
Oh, I love that. Oh, thank you so much. It has been so great talking to you. I feel like, I got my own little tidbits from the conversation that I can pull into my own my own healing journey.
I'm glad because I got nuggets from you too. I'm like, dang, that's good.
So, how can people get in touch with you if they want to learn more about what you do and how they can work with you?
Yeah, well, my website is the easiest place. It's just wayhomewellness.com. I like to say the way home is always within. So, Way Home Wellness. I'm also on Instagram with the same name, and I love conversation. So, if people want to reach out and fill out my feedback form or send me an Instagram DM, feel free, because this is what it's all about for me, is connecting and relating with others.
Love it. Well, Ashana, thank you so much for being a guest. It's such a pleasure to have you on today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This was fun.